Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Some students at Mercer County High School doing some good things here the month of March. They've had a food drive, the student council. We get a chance to visit with Tenley Sprosten. She's a senior and involved with the effort. So first up, Tenley, tell us a little bit about putting this together and why the student council chose to do something like this.
Yeah, so we know that our local food pantry has been really important during COVID, like in providing people food. So we just wanted to give back to them and give them some food to give the community.
And how's the drive been going? What's the response been like?
It's been pretty good. We didn't really have super high expectations because you never really know with how the school is going to respond to different things the student council has put together. But they've done pretty well. I believe so. Today is our last day, and I think we're going to reach our goal. So I'm pretty happy about it.
And what was the overall goal with the effort?
I believe our overall goal was 1,300. And I believe that we'll probably get that. We'll find out later today.
So just kind of your reaction to the response of 13, you know, trying to reach 1,300 items collected, and it looks like you're going to do that.
I'm glad that the students and the staff were able to get involved and see them kind of want to help the food pantry and the community.
And you guys started,
it's been nice.
Yeah, and I know you guys just started this, I think last Monday, March the 8th. Just tell us a little bit about kind of how it worked. Just the collection point was at high school, or just take us through the process, I guess.
Yeah, so we're just doing it through our high school. So on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have an advisory period. So a student council member would go to each advisory classroom and pick up the items that were in there and pretty much bring it back down to Mr. Ruggles and then count it all up for a total at the end of the day. And then we would send out kind of like a ranking of who was in the top three for the day, and then just kind of keep updating people as more food was being brought in.
Yeah, and then just, you know, in terms of meeting the need of people that aren't so fortunate in terms of, you know, giving back to the community, I guess. What does that kind of mean to you of responding to that need?
I think for being the high school, it kind of means that we're paying more attention than what some people may be thinking, and that we care about the community and want to give back and help people when we're a little bit more fortunate than them in being able to help them out.
Great answer. Great answer. All right. So tell us about dealing with the pandemic here as a, you know, a senior in the class of 2021. I know some restrictions are being loosened, you know, as we talk about like the state and things of that nature. What's it been like for a student dealing with all this? And, you know, you've been able to stay in class for those students that want to for the entire school year. So what about the class of 2021? You making things work?
Yeah, I think that we've done a pretty good job, and the school has. They've really done a good job at trying to give us as much normal things as they can with sticking to those guidelines. But I'm pretty fortunate that we've been able to at least like stay in person, because I don't learn very well online. So it's been very nice to be here with the teachers and learn with them.
Well, in the student council doing a nice thing like this with this food drive benefiting the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry, you know, and the other strange thing about this, or the ironic thing about this, Tenley, is that food pantry, you know, is located right down the street from the high school. Do you think about that at all, I guess, when you put this drive together?
Yeah, it has been, Mr. Ruggles has been telling the student council about how on every Friday morning when they do their little pickup, that some people just don't really pay attention to how many people utilize the food pantry and are using it to get a lot of their food. So since he said that, I've like personally, I've been paying more attention and just noticing how much people have been using it. So it's nice that we're going to be able to help stock some of it back up for them.
Yeah. So, you know, the student council is doing something very important, you know, in terms of making an impact. So what about that? You know, as you look back on Student Council 2021, you can say, well, what did you guys do? And you say, well, we collected at least 1,300 items of food for the local food pantry, right?
Yeah. It's been a different year for Student Council anyways because of COVID and the different guidelines. So I'm glad that we've been able to put something together to still get the whole school involved and help the community just like we would on any other given year.
All right. Have you decided on what your plans are going to be outside of graduation following May? What are you planning to do after that?
I'm planning on either attending Loyola University in Chicago, or if I get into New York University, I'll probably attend there.
All right, so you're going to be a big city girl in Chicago or New York, but we'll have
we'll
have to root against Loyola if they win and Illinois wins this weekend. They play one another in college basketball.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Great plans. So we'll have to follow that down the road and see where Tinley Sproston winds up at. That's awesome. And the kids doing a great job at Mercer County High School with this food drive. Again, looks like they're going to reach their goal of 1,300 items collected for the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry. Tinley Sproston, nice going, and thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you.
And you're listening to WRMJ.